Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up in about 30 minutes, we'll play our conversations with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. I have a toss-up question to ask you guys. 913-586-7965. Which one of these signings do you feel has been worse for the Chiefs this year? Do you think it's Mike Dana or Christian Fulton? Now, Mike Dana this season, he has one sack and four tackles this season. For a defensive line that could desperately use a little bit of a push, for a defensive line that could just, they could just really, really use something. Mike Dana signed a 3-year, $24 million deal. He's making $8 million this year. You're not getting anything for it. He has one sack and four tackles so far this season. Christian Fulton. That was their big move on the defense this offseason. That was their big move. They didn't do anything else on defense this year. They retained their own guys, but the Chiefs didn't go out and add an edge rusher or, you know, add an impact safety. No, the Chiefs kept their defense largely the same from a season ago, and it was a very good defense. And I don't think their defense is bad by any means right now, but they made one addition on the defense, and he cannot get on the floor and just played in his first set of snaps since the Eagles game and was on the field for 10 snaps on Sunday. Which one of these contracts do you think has been the biggest blunder for the Kansas City Chiefs? Do you think it's been Christian Fulton or Mike Dana? Rob, before we get to the text line, 913-586-7965, I'll let you answer. Dana or Fulton, who's been the bigger disappointment?
I think the answer is Fulton, but it's not just for the on-the-field lack of production this year. I think the thought over at One Arrowhead Drive and by fans, and I definitely had this thought, when they signed Christian Fulton to a multiple-year deal, was that Christian Fulton would come in this year, he would be, you know, your nickel corner, he would be a starter for this year, and then next year, you would walk on Jalen Watson and you would have a grouping of Noel Williams, Trent McDuffie, and Christian Fulton. And on paper, for 2026, that looked great. And in 2025, on paper, you had Jalen Watson, Trent McDuffie, and Christian Fulton. So the thought was twofold. Hey, we're good at corner in 25 and good at corner in 26 because we've added Christian Fulton. Watch out. That's why it's worse, is because going into next season, you're still straddled with his contract. Do we think he's going to get better after a year basically not playing for the Chiefs? Probably not. You're probably not re-signing Jalen Watson. So now, because you got a net zero out of his signing, you're going into 26 being like, man, we need a corner, even though you're going to be paying Christian Fulton to not play next season. So I think Christian Fulton is the worst of the two deals, albeit both are bad. I lean toward Christian Fulton being worse.
I'm going to go with Mike Dana just for this reason. To me, they need far more help on the defensive line than I think they do at corner. I don't really think that corner is a weakness. Now, I hear what you're saying. This now puts you in a bind, not just for now, but in the future. Jalen Watson is probably going to end up signing a deal somewhere else. I just think he's going to sign a contract that the Chiefs just can't be able to pay. And I'm guessing that Christian Fulton is not going to be on the team next year. They're going to outright release him. Christian Fulton has played in 26 snaps so far this season, and to our understanding, has not been hurt for the Kansas City Chiefs. So he is just not a part of your defense. And sometimes you got to know when to hold him and you got to know when to fold him. I don't really know if the Chiefs are that much better if Christian Fulton is as advertised. I think the Chiefs are much better if Mike Dana is as advertised. Let's say that Mike Dana turned into Tashaun Wharton. Let's just pick a player that people know. If they could get 6.5, 7 sacks from Mike Dana, that's not an all-pro kind of player, but just the threat of having that guy as a third pass rusher along with Chris Jones and George Karlaftis means so much for this defense. That means when you decide to have your four down linemen and try to get after the quarterback, you got another guy. If you're somebody that believes that Chris Jones is getting double teamed and triple teamed, man, having another guy that you think can win on one-on-one matchups on the outside and beat his man is a tremendous advantage. I hear what you're saying, and this might be one of those questions where I don't know if there is a wrong answer because both contracts have kind of exploded in their face. But I mean, the Mike Dana deal is killing them right now. Killing them. They're not getting anything from Dana. They're not getting a whole lot from Charles Aminihu. And those are two guys that you are desperately counting on getting pass rush. You can be critical of Steve Spagnuolo, but if you got to draw up and be creative with the blitzes, ultimately that can be exploited. This team was supposed to be able to get pressure consistently with their front four, and they just can't.
I mean, both signings have been bad. Like, I think when the season ends, whenever that is, maybe this team goes all the way to the Super Bowl and, you know, we're talking about parades again. Maybe this team misses the playoffs. There's a wide variance what this team could be. But whenever we look back at the season and we look at the autopsy report of what went wrong that led the team to end up where they were at this point in the season, I think you're going to point to Brett Veach did not have a gangbusters offseason. And I think the whole conversation we're having here combined with the fact that, you know, Elijah Mitchell doesn't play. I know. I know he's played 5 snaps this season, but he doesn't play. Jalen Moore is a very expensive backup who was needed at one point, but is a very expensive backup. And Trey Smith and Nick Bolton's contracts are just woof. I think there's going to be a time in Chiefs Kingdom this offseason. We look back at the 25 offseason, we go, that's why 25 went so sideways so fast, because Christian Fulton's a miss and Mike Dana's a miss. And the fact that I think it's, you know, a 0 versus a 1.5 is the real problem with this Chiefs team.
And this is why, just as a team, why, you know, this offseason, you know, my theme is just going to be you need something new. They can cut Mike Dana and save $9 million. Mike Dana cannot be on the team next year. He can't be on the team next year. You got to move on. You got to draft another Mike Dana, or you got to scour free agency. And if you got 3 years, $24 million and $13 million guaranteed, you can find yourself a capable pass rusher. You're not going to find a great pass rusher. He's not going to be a Pro Bowl caliber, but there are good 27 to 29 year old pass rushers that are available at $8 million a year. You just didn't get the right one in Mike Dana.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.